2010 looks to be a year of new beginnings for Christians in Orissa. Violence shatters Christmas for believers in Iraq. And Urbana 09 is underway. We'll get a report from the convention floor. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Even as India's Christians mark the anniversary of the 2007 Christmas attacks in Orissa State, there's much hope. Worldwide Christian School's Scott Vanderkoy says prayer made a huge difference.
We were concerned that the same thing may happen over this Christmas season, but thanks to God, there was calm and peace in Kasinga in Orissa, which is where this school is located.
Vanderkoy says something else amazing happened for the New Life Academy. Evicted several months too early and constrained by a shortfall in construction funds, there was a question as to whether the school would have a home in 5 months. A huge gift just came in to keep this gospel-minded school moving forward.
The community is watching Christians. And if it's a non-Christian community, they want the Christians to fail. And when they don't fail, when they respond with love, that speaks louder than any preaching.
The school hopes to finish its construction by April. Next, Voice of the Martyrs Canada says 2 days before Christmas, two churches were bombed in Mosul, Iraq. Three people were killed in that bombing, including one Christian and two Muslims. Earlier this month, a baby girl died when attackers threw grenades at a Christian school. Thousands of Christians have fled the violence against them. But others are determined to stay and proclaim the gospel despite persecution. So pray for protection for them, comfort for the bereaved, and wisdom for them to respond to the attacks biblically. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's day two at InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana 09 and started out with a focus on invading people's privacy. MNN's Greg Yoder's in St. Louis, Missouri, covering it. Greg?
Ruth, Urbana 09's Bible teacher Ramez Atala is encouraging Christians to be like Jesus in John chapter 1 when he used Philip to call Nathanael. He says the picture we get from this is clear.
We need to all seek the willing, be they seekers or skeptics. We need to seek anybody who is willing to listen. There are many people like Nathanael around us whom God may be preparing for us to bring to Jesus.
MNN's Lisa Weipman is on the convention floor with student reaction.
Greg, I'm here with Ryan Kalin, a student from Minnesota. Ryan, Ramez Atala challenged students today to reach out to others even when they're skeptical or uncomfortable. Ryan, what do you think about that?
We're pretty outgoing people, pretty bold, and every time you're about to talk to someone, you still have that feeling inside of nervousness of, shoot, what should I say, what should I do, but you just have to get past it. So game on.
Several seminars will be held this week to teach students specific evangelism tools to affect an increasingly skeptical world.
Thanks, Elisa. Urbana 09's Missions Conference is designed to present the case for global missions. Students are at a place in their lives when they'll make lifelong commitments to participate in missions by praying, giving, or going. Students at Urbana 09 seem to confirm that.
I just want to know, have a more global view of what God's doing and how I can be part of it. To learn more about God and love and serve the Lord.
I want to find what I want to do in life or ministry.
I'm just here to see what God has in store for me. I have no idea, really. The Lord told me to come here, so I came.
University leaders are hoping each person will see and learn more about the world so they'll be motivated and empowered to actively participate in God's global mission, not in a specific way, but in a way that matches individuals' gifts, talents, and abilities. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Urbana 09.
And the world's oldest ocean-going passenger ship, the Dulos, will retire December 31st. Its hull was built in 1914, 2 years after the Titanic. For the last 32 years, though, it's been traveling the world with Operation Mobilization, bringing the hope of the gospel, Christian literature, relief work, and support for local churches. So pray for OM as it pursues options for replacing the ship and help ship staff transition to sharing the gospel in other fields. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon, a compilation of stories about the underground church in China. If you'd like to receive a copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.